Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. We are running quite behind today. So hopefully you're listening to your news in the morning, or you're getting it later at night. I've been on a movie shoot. I forgot to tell you guys that yesterday, so that usually sets me back. It'll be the same story for tomorrow. Friday should be good, though. So anyway, let's just start off and get right to it with the election coverage. So we stayed up late last night posting all four reports that they came out with for Inyo County and two for Mono. And it looks like, as of now, where things sit, the current count of unprocessed ballots as of 6-8 today at 1 p.m. was 3,064. And did a little math here. This is for Inyo County I'm talking about. Based on everything that was counted and not counted yet, and versus how many people are registered to vote in Inyo County, 10,855 people are registered to vote in Inyo County. Only 5,467 people voted in total. That is 50%. That is just over 50%. That's ridiculous. I can't believe that many people chose not to vote, especially when we're voting for things like supervisor and sheriff. Seriously, people? Probably better get that together. Anyway, let's get to it. So I'm not going to go over governor and all that stuff. That's for national news, and you guys can find that where you want to. Here, the ones that we are actually in competition for is sheriff for Bishop and Inyo County. And that is so far being led by Eric Pritchard with 850, followed closely by Stephanie Rennie, 742. And Joe Vetter, 591, along with Kelvin Johnston at 130. So that's where that sits right now. There's still a lot to count. The Inyo County website does say they will have a final report by July 7th. So they're giving themselves a month to make sure everything is correct. So when something is official, we at Eastern Sierra Now will let you know. But as of now, Pritchard has a pretty commanding lead over everyone else. Okay, so we got first district supervisor. Holger was 157, Jeff Gabriel 196, and Oral is at 171. So that's pretty close right there, especially when you realize only 50% of the people voted. So imagine what could be there. I mean, if it's that close, I've been this person too, where I say, hey, my vote doesn't even count, so why should I give the vote? Well, there's your example. You know, you're 20 off from Oral or Gabriel, and you're 30 off from Holger. So, you know, that's really tight right there. So that one's nothing's official, as I said before at this point, but Jeff Gabriel is in the lead with 196. And for third district supervisor, Lint has 88, Vogel 120, Yeager 126, and Marcelin is at 161. So pretty strong lead there for Marcelin. But again, they will not be certifying that until July 7th. Here I can read you what the report here says about that. The final official canvas of votes, certified election results, will be completed on July 7th, 2022. Please check our website regularly through July 7th for updated election results. You can check Eastern Sierra Now. We'll be on that for you, so you don't got to bother with going all over the place. So that's that for Mono. Let's head over to, for Inyo. Let's over to Mono and see what that holds in store. There's only two that have people actually going against each other. That is Sheriff and 5th District Supervisor. And I'm gonna pretty much say Ingrid Braun won Sheriff. I can't make that official, but she got 1,356 votes versus Al Davis's 267. So I don't think it's possible for Davis to catch Braun in that one. But we'll see. It's not official yet. It looks like they will be doing theirs by postmark before election. It doesn't say when they're going to give their final vote here, so we'll stay on it, and I'll let you know. But, you know, there's only the two here. Everything else is everybody ran against themselves. So congratulations on beating yourself, everyone. 5th District Supervisor is Linda Salcido, 297, and Guthrie had 57. So I'm pretty sure Salcido's going to take that one too, but we shall see. Yeah, thank you all for paying attention to that and sticking with us. Last night, we stayed up late trying to make sure we had up-to-the-minute coverage all the way through, and we will keep telling you what's happening as it goes down. So let's get to some more news here and get this over with so Jesse can go to bed. Hey, did you see yesterday with all the barrage of text messages and emails I sent out? That's right, the app's available, finally. And guess what? More news today. The Android app actually was turned into Google. So as soon as they hit go, Android and iOS are available for the Eastern Sierra Now app. I have got some amazing comments on people just loving this right now, and that just blows me away. That's so awesome to have that from everybody. That's why we do it. You know, I want to get out there. I want to make this the coolest thing that you guys have as far as using your finding out information, news, entertainment, what's going on. There's so many ways to do things easier than what's already being done. And that's what I'm trying to do, is put this all together so you all can have this as simple as possible. Here's a great one I got from actually Supervisor Jen Rozier. She wrote me after she downloaded it and said, it's very user-friendly. It's a very user-friendly source for news. The app organizes news so that you can keep up to date easily and not get bogged down with clutter. It's also easy to read quickly. This is a great resource for news and what's happening in the Eastern Sierra. And she gives 5 stars. That's awesome. You know, if you guys have something you want to say about the app, good or bad, write me. Let me know. info@easternsierranow.com, or just comment on that app. Now that you have the app, all you have to do is open up the post about the app, and right there it says comment. The first thing you see, hit comment and just type it in. Just tell me what you think, good or bad. Doesn't matter. I don't censor stuff, so you can put whatever you think. Don't be a smart ass if you're going to do it just for the sake of doing it. Come on, man. So, you know, but if you have some good constructive criticism, let me know. I would love to see what people think, because we put a lot of work into it, and we really, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, especially Johnny Fanzer. He gave everything he has to it. He is in the wilds of Alaska right now, literally. I'm not kidding. He's pulling over every time he gets a cell signal and working on it to get it going. So that guy deserves all the credit. So I daydreamed it up, but he actually built it. So, you know, that guy, if you ever see him, buy him a beer or a handshake, or tell him I owe him a beer or something along those lines. So anyway, Android and Apple apps will be available pretty much as of now. So start looking for that. So here were some pretty disturbing news that came out today. Police Chief Rich Standridge sent me this. And Bishop police make arrest after threats against middle school staff. So June 7th, the officers of the Bishop Police Department were called to Bishop Middle School regarding threats toward a staff member through social media and text messages. The incident was investigated, and based on the outcome, a 13-year-old suspect who is a student at the school was identified as the person making threats toward a staff member. On June 8th, the 13-year-old suspect was arrested and turned over to Inyo County Probation Department for transfer to a secure facility for booking on the charge of making criminal threats. Chief Standridge would like to assure the citizens of Bishop that the Bishop Police Department take threats made against school staff as well as the student body extremely seriously, and those who make such threats will face the consequences of their actions. Threats related to the safety and security of school campuses is not a joke and will not be treated as such. Anyone wishing to provide information on this case is encouraged to contact the Bishop Police Department at 760-873-5866. Now, I know this is a 13-year-old kid, and you can't judge them like an adult. They don't think like adults. They're 13. You know, sometimes I'm still 13. So I get that this probably wasn't thought out. It probably was just I hate my English teacher, so I'm gonna tell him he's a jerk. But you cannot threaten anything that has to do with schools, kids, teachers, or staff in the current climate we live in. So that being said, I 100% support the Bishop Police Department, Chief Standridge, in this. You have to make examples of this. That sucks for that 13-year-old kid. They might not even have ever done anything else in their life. But with what's going on in the schools in the last couple of years and the way things have gone, you cannot take this lightly. That is not okay. So I wish that kid the best. I hope that they see the error of their ways and get turned right around. Hopefully they have a good family support behind them and friends, and everybody can help get this straightened out, because that's a big deal. So good job to the Bishop Police Department, and let's wish the best for that kid. So it looks like the Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hiring. So that's pretty cool. Do you want to work to protect the magic of the Eastern Sierra and advance California's conservation initiatives? We are hiring for two positions based out of Bishop, California, with hybrid in-office and remote work options. Joining our land and stewardship team, it means working to protect one of the most magnificent landscapes in the world. ESLT is at the forefront of Eastern Sierra conservation, with over 21,000 acres of land permanently protected and more in the pipeline. Both open positions involve a significant amount of time on the land, forging relationships with visionary landowners and ensuring the conservation values are upheld. ESLT is highly engaged in achieving California 30 by 30 conservation goals. As a member of our land and stewardship team, you will have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be a part of a pivotal and collaborative conservation effort to protect the future of our state. Our small, dedicated team works closely together to fulfill our responsibilities as a national accredited land trust. If you or someone you know is interested in these roles, please don't hesitate to apply. And you can get the link to their employment page at EasternSierraNow.com or Eastern Sierra Now, the mobile app. I got used to saying that. It's awesome. So it looks like Wildfire Education Academy invites residents to join virtual session on wildfire management plans and policies. The third session of the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, or ESCOG, Citizens Wildfire Education Academy, will focus on current U.S. Forest Service Bureau of Land Management and California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection 2022 Wildfire Management Plans and Policies. The session is scheduled for Monday, June 20th at 6 p.m. Details on the Academy and the instructions on how to register for the upcoming session can be accessed at Eastern Sierra Now, the mobile app, or .com. All sessions are recorded and available on demand following the live event via the Academy's website. Organized by ESCOG and sponsored by Mono County, Inyo County, the Town of Mammoth Lakes, Friends of the Inyo, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, the Mono Lake Committee, the White Bark Institute, Eastern Sierra Land Trust, several Mono County Fire Safe Councils, and others. The Academy is aimed at reducing the anxiety about wildfire and addressing and responding to the multitude of questions that residents and visitors have about the topic. The 60 to 90 minute sessions are held the third Monday of each month at 6 p.m. So that's pretty cool. Good way to learn a lot about what's going on with wildfire management and stuff. I think that's a great thing that people should get out there and figure out. So, you know what's coming up? Everybody's favorite holiday. Well, at least in this country, July 4th. That's right. It is right around the corner. And it looks like there is some stuff to report on. Wow, a lot of people are getting behind this one. That's pretty nice. Got the police, the county, Wenaha Casino, Tri-County Fair, LADWP. Nice. Okay, so anyway, Independence Day celebration and fireworks show. It's going to be the 4th in the Bishop City Park. Schedule of events is 1 to 4 p.m. free swim day at the park pool. 1 p.m. Bishop City Council, big day at the park. Free pie. Do I need to get any? I can just leave it at that. Free pie. We'll move on to the next story. Okay, I'll move on. We'll do it. But just remember, free pie. Ice cream and watermelon. Oh, those are free too. You know, that. 12 p.m., food vendors open. 4:30 p.m., they have live music, the Idle Hands String Band. They're so good too. That'd be a great one to watch. 5:30 p.m., watermelon eating contest. Those are fun. Bike and scooter pageant and decorating contest. And that's sponsored specifically by Grocery Outlet. They do a good job of sponsoring stuff. I need to get out there and talk to those guys. Hey, if anybody represents Grocery Outlet and you're listening to this, hit me up. I would love to get an advertising deal with you guys. Okay, 6:15 p.m., live music, Sandy in the High Country. Also, fantastic band. I love Sandy and everybody in it. After 9 p.m., Bishop Fire Department fireworks spectacular. That's right. So, it looks like families are welcome to sit throughout the park and ball fields to enjoy the celebration. So, it looks like where they're launching the fireworks is going to be, like, you can sit at the ball fields at the park this year. You don't drive out to the airport and like usual, like we've always done for all of our lives. So it's changed up a little bit. There is a map. It's listed at Eastern Sierra Now. You can click on that and see just exactly where you're supposed to park and sit and all that. But yeah, it should be pretty cool. And the same thing, our friends over at KIBS, KBOV, will be synchronized for the firework music. So that should be pretty awesome. You know, that's everybody's favorite event around here. It goes insane for 4th of July. So that will be great. And remember, speaking of insane, Don't light stuff down on fire. Don't need to say that. And what do we got? Looks like one more thing here, and then we will be calling it for the day. Bluza-palooza. Fantastic event everybody is looking forward to in Mono. Always such a good drunken time. I mean, a good time. So, save the date, August 4th through the 7th. And Bluza-palooza, it's right around the corner. This incredible four-day festival is held each year in the heart of Mammoth Lakes and features dozens of breweries and world-renowned artists. We had an excellent time volunteering at Bluza-palooza with our community last year, and we're excited to go again this August. In return, for volunteer hours, the event generously donates to the local nonprofits that help out. That's awesome. Are you interested in volunteering with us at the festival? You can click on a link at Eastern Sierra now for that. Roles include working a bar, parking attendant, hosting, admin work. Volunteers with shifts over 4 hours earn a drink token, as well as entry to the event on the day of their shift. Volunteers with shifts that end after 7 p.m. are eligible for a free day pass to the next day of the event. So that's cool. If you would like to join, you can fill out your interest form, also linked at Eastern Sierra now, by noon on Friday, June 9th. By gosh, that's tomorrow. So you better get on this right now. They will request commitments to dates in early July. We look forward to enjoying music and company under the pine trees while earning funds for land conservation. You know you want to go to that. Everybody wants to go to that. So you might as well volunteer, get a free pass, get a free drink. Have a great time up there. Okay, everybody. Again, I'm going to be late tomorrow. I apologize, but it is what it is. So we'll see what happens there. Go download the app, whether you got the Android or the Apple. You should be able to do it now. So get on that, and we will see you tomorrow.